Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, it's Lee from the Story Pirates. We have a great show for you today that features so many things. We've got space puppies, board games that come to life, a girl who eats the sky, somebody named Dougal, and a special guest from Freestyle Love Supreme, our old friend, Anissa Folds. We'll get to all that in just a minute after this quick word for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Whew, wow. I sure am glad that we decided to pull the ship over for a quick stop. I really needed to stretch my legs.
And I'm glad we're getting to see all the fun roadside attractions here in space. Who knew the world's largest collection of space dust would be so boring?
And I'm glad we pulled over because I really needed to use the bathroom.
Yeah, but Peter, you could have done that on the ship.
I know, but I like exploring new bathrooms.
My favorite part about taking pit stops on long trips is popping into little stores, picking up souvenirs and tchotchkes, or even just window shopping. And this area has a ton of windows we can look into.
Whoa! Look at this window! It's full of puppies!
Oh, they're so cute! Well, I guess we should head back to the ship now.
Wait, look at this puppy. He's so cute. Aw, look, he's licking the window. I think he likes me.
Aww.
That is pretty cute, Rolo, but we really should get back on the road.
Wait. Story Pirates, can I get this puppy?
Rolo, that's very sweet, but having a puppy is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. You gotta feed it and bathe it and take it out for walks? I have a hard enough time doing all those things for myself. Except for the eating part. I'm very good at that.
Oh, but look at those big eyes. That cute little tongue. That waggling tail. Story Pirates, please, can I get him? Please? I promise that I will take care of this puppy and never ever let it get into any trouble on the ship. And I will love him forever and ever, I promise.
Wow.
I guess it would be nice for Rolo to have some responsibility on the ship.
He has been very good lately about doing all his chores on the chore wheel.
And he is starting to get bored with all the other things on the ship, so...
Okay, Rolo, if you promise, absolutely promise, to make this puppy your full and complete responsibility and no one else's, you can get it.
Yes! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Thank you, Story Pirates. I'm so excited. I'm getting a space puppy!
I like my story.
Don't write for other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination.
This is
How did a person make up that game? How did they get the inspiration?
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Silly Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
Okay, everybody buckled up. Time to hit the road.
Huh. That's weird.
What is it, Rolo?
Did this puppy always have three eyes? You know what? I'm sure it did. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about.
Okay, if you say so.
Hey, before we get back on the space highway, should we do another story?
Yeah!
All right, listeners, have you ever heard the phrase, your eyes are bigger than your stomach? It means that you took so much food, there's no way you could eat it all. And that's what happens in this next story, except instead of food, the main character tries to eat the entire, well, you'll see. This song also features our very special guest, Anissa Folds. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Olivia, and I'm 5 years old, and I'm from Oakland, California, and this is my story, The Girl Who Wanted to Eat the Sky.
Hi, everybody. I'm a little girl, and this is the story of how one day I ate up the sky. Now, of course, I asked my parents first, and they told me no. I couldn't believe it, so I decided to ask them again.
Mama, can I eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky? Papa, I wanna eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky. Oh, it's beautiful and I want to eat the sky. So why can't I?
No reason, my parents, no matter the season, always like to tell me no. So I went for a walk just to let it all go as I'm walking. A genie came by my way, he asked.
Do you have a wish?
And right away I say, I want to eat up the sky, but my parents won't let me even though I cry, cry, cry.
Can I eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky? Papa, I want to eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky. Oh, it's beautiful and I want to eat the sky. So why can't I?
Genie said,
I understand and your wish is my command.
I ate up the sky. The sky was delicious like worn apple pie. But all of a sudden, and this ain't no lie, my tummy was turning and going awry. Then my parents happened to come by, saw I was in pain and they thought I might die. Woo! To the doctor, they took me real quick. Said the doctor,
hey girl, you are sick. There's a thing of which you're allergic.
I told him, no, please don't think this a trick. Then the nurse looked me right in the eye and she said,
Did you eat up the sky?
I was shocked, oh, how did she know? Was it because my belly was big and it glowed? With the stars, and the moon, and the sun, and I see a blue, did not eat just one part, but two, I ate the whole thing, is that how you knew?
Yeah, but also outside, I met with your genie and he did confide to me. So now go home and rest, and in no time, you'll be back to your best.
Oh yeah, eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky. Oh yeah, eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky. Oh, a genie said that I could eat the sky. But why did I? Oh yeah, eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky. Oh yeah, eat the sky, eat the sky, eat the sky.
My tummy's
That's what? Right.
So
guys, I know this might sound crazy, but in the time it took us to do that story, my new puppy somehow grew 4 rows of teeth.
That's hilarious, Rollo. For a second there, I thought you said your puppy grew 4 rows of teeth. You.
That is what I said.
Oh.
Huh?
Hey, puppy, get back here!
Rollo, why did you let your puppy jump out of your arms? He's knocking over everything on the ship. Get him under control right now.
I'm trying.
I'm going to keep steering the ship. Rollo, get that puppy under control.
I think he's headed for the kitchen.
Not the kitchen. Anything but the kitchen. Hey, those are my snacks. I'm working on a new sandwich in here. Get shoo. Rollo, I think your puppy's fur just turned
neon green.
Well, that's weird.
He's headed for the study! Quick!
Oh, no you don't. I'm not letting you anywhere near my collection of plays. This is a collection of rare, one-of-a-kind theatrical works, immeasurable in value. And you're peeing all over it? No! Bad dog. Very, very bad dog. Very, very bad, very big, very big, 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 big dog. Rollo, your puppy, isn't a puppy anymore. It just grew 3 sizes. It's huge!
It's tearing through the walls of the ship!
It's getting away!
Oh no! My puppy escaped into the air ducts on the ship. It could be anywhere right now. Shh! Listen. Okay, everyone. Just remain very calm. We don't want to startle it. At this point, it has 3 eyes, 4 rows of teeth, neon green fur, and is about the size of a grizzly bear. We just don't know what it's capable of.
Rollo? Peter? Does anyone else see that liquid slowly dripping down from the ceiling?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Do we know where it's coming from?
No.
Nuh-uh.
Okay. On the count of three, let's all look up very, very slowly. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, pirates! That puppy is tearing through all of the wires on the ship. All of our systems are critical or failing.
Rollo, you need to do something!
If we don't get this ship back under control, we could suffer catastrophic system failure.
We'll be right back.
Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
What do I do? What do I do?
Here, I did a thermal scan of the entire ship. According to the gigantic heat signature, your puppy is in the cargo bay. There's a giant robot suit you can wear down there if you need to get close.
Will the robot suit protect me?
No, but it'll look really cool.
Take this walkie-talkie so we can hear what's happening while you're down there.
None of you are coming with me?
Rollo, you promised this puppy would be your responsibility.
Yeah, but I didn't know that the puppy would do this.
Rollo?
Okay, fine. Here goes nothing. To the cargo bay! Okay, I'm here in the cargo bay. I don't see anything.
We don't see anything either.
What do you mean? I'm all alone down here.
We're all watching you on the security cameras.
Hey, baby with the mustache, could you pass the popcorn?
Peter, this isn't a movie.
Then why did you bring popcorn?
Shh!
Don't shush me. This isn't a movie.
Everybody quiet! I'm going to climb into the giant robot suit now. So weird. I still don't see anything down here. Just three plain, empty walls. And one bright green furry wall.
Rollo, the cargo bay doesn't have a bright green furry wall.
Oh. Puppy! You're huge now! You're like the size of this whole wall!
Rollo, don't cry! We can get you out of there!
No, I'm not crying because I'm scared. I'm crying because they just grow up so fast, you know?
Huh?
Listen, puppy. It's me, Rollo. Remember? Rollo? Yes! Good puppy! Oh. Anyway, it's clear that you're growing up. In a way that our ship can't physically contain. But also emotionally. And I think it's time for you to move out of the house. To a better home. I love you so much, puppy, but you should be with a family who loves you and can give you all of the things a growing, destructive monster space puppy needs. Do you understand? I'm calling the pet store.
Pet store?
Hello? Yes, pet store? It's me, Rollo. I just bought a puppy from you?
Oh, no.
What's that?
That's not a puppy.
Not a puppy? Well, yeah, I know that now.
Well, find him a better home.
Okay, I'll beam him back down to you right away. Well, puppy, I guess this is goodbye. Can I climb out of this giant robot suit and give you one last hug? Okay, here we go. I love you, puppy. Hey, guys, are you seeing this? The puppy's giving me one last kiss. Oh, you're so cute. Goodbye, puppy. I love you. Do you guys think I did the right thing?
Rollo, of course you did. There's no way you could have taken care of that puppy on this ship.
I know. I'm just afraid the puppy will think I don't love him.
Rolo, you did everything in your power to let that puppy know that you love him.
Yeah. You sent him to be with a family who could take care of him because you love him.
And you know what they say? If you love something, let it go.
Does anyone else smell something burning?
Oh, I think that's my skin. I didn't wash my face after the puppy gave me that big sloppy kiss, and I think his saliva was made of acid.
Ew!
Rolo, you should really take a shower. And while you're doing that, do the rest of you want to do a story?
Yeah!
Great! Hey, listeners, do you like board games? Well, have you ever thought about what it would be like to be inside of a board game? If so, you're going to want to hear this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hello, my name's Annabelle, and I live in Australia. This is my story. It's called The Dice That Didn't Want to Be Rolled.
Welcome back to Project So You Think You Can Be America's Next Top Chess Piece Idol, where game pieces from all over the country audition for a place on the chessboard. We've seen some incredible pieces in these auditions, but today's contestant is a first in Project So You Think You Can Be America's Next Top Chess Piece Idol history. Our next contestant is... a die! Oh, I should probably clarify, that's the singular version of the word dice. Please welcome to the stage, Jeff!
Hello?
Now, Jeff, what made you decide to audition to be a chess piece? There are plenty of games that need dice.
I went through a lot to get here. I used to live on a board game with my parents, and it was pretty hard to leave home. One night at dinner, I just couldn't take it anymore.
And the die says to me, he says, you're really on a roll, which is funny because we were actually rolling at the time. Don't you just love being dice?
I do. I landed on five times today.
Mom, Dad, I need to talk to you.
Oh, sure, son. Whatever it is, I'm sure your mother and I will roll with it.
I'm leaving the game. I don't like it here.
Sweetie, no! You love it here!
I don't, though. You and Dad never let me have screen time. You're always telling me to comb my hair and making me explain how to use the computer.
I just wanted you to teach me how to make a meme.
Plus, I don't like being rolled around all day.
Jeff, you don't know what you're saying. You can't mean that.
Rolling is what we do. It's our purpose.
Well, maybe it's not mine.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Jeff? You can't leave. You'll wind up hanging from the rearview mirror of a vintage car. Is that the life you want for yourself?
And who's gonna fix the Wi-Fi when it goes down?
Mom, Dad, I can't stay. I'm sorry. I need to find a game where I belong. Goodbye.
But, Jeff!
Dad, it'll be okay. Just unplug the router and do a hard reset. Well, here I go. Wow, I'm out here in the big wide world on my own. Sure hope I can find a game where I don't have to be rolled around all day. Ouch, I didn't even see that community chess sitting right out in the open. Where am I? Let's see, that sign says boardwalk and...
Now listen here, little die. If you're wanting to hang around these parts, there's a fee, see?
Oh, hello, sir. That's a very nice top hat you've got there, and I like your cane as well.
Listen here, kid. I own this very place you're standing. This boardwalk is mine, and so is this park place next door, making this a monopoly. And that there structure right behind you? Well, that there's my hotel. I had to knock down 4 houses to build that thing, so that'll be 2,000 buckaroos if you want to stay the night.
Oh, I'm actually not looking to rent a room at your hotel. I'm looking for a job.
Well, we've already got 2 dice, and they don't take kindly to competition. This is Monopoly, after all.
Oh, I'm actually not interested in a position as dice. I was thinking maybe I could be a game token?
A game token, eh? Any of you guys looking to retire so this dice can take your place? What about you, race car? Dog? A wheelbarrow?
Whoa, back off, wheelbarrow. I didn't come here looking for a fight. Hey, I respect your legacy as game tokens. Even you, Thimble.
What's that supposed to mean?
Uh-oh. I seem to have overstayed my welcome.
Leave the way you came, kid. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I'm out of here. Yikes. I didn't think a thimble could look so menacing. Oh, What's this over here? Hey, this game looks cool. Wow, it's got so many rooms. Dining room, a study, and a billiard room. Hey, here's a wrench? What's that doing in here?
Oh, I found him! It was the dice in the conservatory with the wrench!
Hello, my name is Jeff, and I'm interested in joining a new game?
Jeff! It was Jeff! I've solved it! Colonel Mustard!
Bells?
Professor Plum!
Yes?
Everyone! I've won the game!
Miss Scarlet, I'm going to need to verify this information. Young fellow, what did you say your name was?
Jeff, sir.
And just what are you doing with that wrench?
Oh, this? It was here when I got here.
I'm telling you, no one else was anywhere near the wrench. He's the one, all right.
Hey, I'm no criminal. I'm just looking for a place to belong.
Then let me ask you, my young friend, what you're doing with that clue. Who turned out the lights?
No!
This is preposterous. Mr. Green!
No, no, calm down, everyone. I think I've found the light switch.
He's gone! The little dice has escaped!
Thankfully, that game was full of secret passages. I barely escaped, but I still haven't found a game where I belong. I wonder where I'll ever fit in. Wow, that looks like a good time. I should go check it out. I'll just roll on over to... Whoa! It's a dice party!
Hey, man, you new here?
Yeah, my name's Jeff.
Cool, man. We don't use names here. We're not into labels. You just go by whatever number you land on. Keeps things interesting. I'm number one right now.
Sounds confusing.
It is, buddy. But sometimes a bit of confusion is good for the soul, you know what I mean?
Not really. What is this game?
Yahtzee!
Yay!
Come on, kid. Get in the cup and go for a tumble.
Yeah, I'm not really into rolling. I was actually looking to join a game where I didn't have to roll.
You're a dice, aren't you? We dice gotta roll, dude.
Here comes the cup. You in?
I'm not sure.
Come on, it's fun. You don't want to be the only dice at the Yahtzee game who doesn't get in the cup, do you?
Get in the cup. Get in the cup. Get in the cup.
I mean, I guess it couldn't hurt to just...
Do it, number four.
My name's Jeff.
All dice are the same in the cup. Get in.
It would be nice to be a part of something again.
He's gonna do it. Number four is gonna take a tumble in the cup.
Wait! I didn't leave my family's board game just to wind up a nameless party die in a game of Yahtzee. Sorry, number one. I can't get in the cup.
I'm actually number five now. Later, number four.
It's Jeff.
That was quite the detailed backstory, Jeff. But we still don't know how you wound up on Project So You Think You Can Be America's Next Top Chess Piece Idol.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw a sign saying that the king and queen were having auditions, and I figured it was worth a shot.
Great. Let's see what you've got.
Well, I have been working on a new way of getting around since I don't like to roll. DJ, turn it up. First, I move two spaces to the left. Then up one space. Two more to the left. Then up one more. Freeze!
Everybody clap your hands.
Stop! Jeff, I don't think we've ever seen a performance quite like that. Judges?
I love everything, and well, I loved it.
And I hate everything, and well, I loved it.
The audience loves me, and...
Wow! Approval from all three judges! That never happens! And your new moves happen to be the exact movement pattern for a knight chess piece! Looks like we've got a winner! Jeff, is there anything you'd like to say to the viewers at home?
Mom, Dad, if you're watching this, I love you both. But please stop using Jeff123 for all your passwords.
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Annabelle. It's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Australia, and I'm in my house on the couch.
Cool. Annabelle, you wrote the dice that didn't want to be rolled.
I did.
And what inspired you to write that story?
Sometimes my dad and I, we play chess, but we lose a lot of pieces. And we have to replace it with other things, like almonds or buttons or even dice.
So your chessboard is just a whole bunch of different pieces from other games?
Yes.
What's fun about chess for somebody that has never played it before?
It takes a long time, but if you know how to play, you get used to it and it's fun.
Do you have a favorite chess piece?
The queen.
Because the queen can do whatever she wants, right?
Yes, she can move wherever.
Have you ever tried to invent your own game?
Yeah, one time.
Can you tell me about it?
So it's called Light Bulb, and it's like Monopoly, but you would go around the board, and it's kind of like a store, and you try to buy the best light bulbs for your house.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. And why did you decide to focus on light bulbs for your game?
Because I was wondering what to do. Then I looked up at the roof, and then I saw, wow, there's a light bulb there.
Just using your environment as inspiration.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, how did a person make up that game? How did they get the inspiration? Because, like, some games are really hard, like chess. How did someone think of that?
Chess seems like it was invented, like, thousands of years ago.
Yeah, I feel like they played it in the olden days because it's about medieval, like, things, like horses and castles and towers and stuff.
They probably wouldn't know what your light bulb game was about at all.
I know, because light bulbs are newer than medieval times.
They'd be like, okay, I guess it's like a candle covered in glass.
Yeah.
Do they know what glass is in olden days?
They might have.
I think glass is pretty old, but I couldn't tell you when it was invented.
Same.
We're going to have to ask somebody.
Maybe Google.
Who's that?
It's in the World Wide Web.
Oh, Google. I thought you said Dougal. I was like, who's Dougal? I thought you were going to be like, he's this guy right over here. And some guy would be like, hello, I'm Dougal.
Hello, I'm Dougal.
What can I tell you today?
When's glass invented?
Well, let me tell you.
And then Dougal would tell us. I wish I had a guy named Dougal hanging around to tell me the answers of things.
Yeah. Like, hey, Dougal, what's 2 + 2? And his lens are like 4. He could do your homework for you.
Ugh. If only Dougal would do our homework.
If only there was a company that they invented Dougal, and Dougal would sit next to you at any moment and you can ask him any question.
Maybe you and I just invented Dougal.
Yes, money.
Annabelle, this has been so fun to talk to you.
Same with you.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thank you for performing my story. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today's episode of the Story Pirates Podcast. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Olivia and Annabelle. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about what freedom feels like. First, come up with a character from your imagination, and then tell us about a time that that character felt the most free. Why is freedom important to them? Grown-ups, as always, you can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next time.
Bye-bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cavallon. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Kristen Studdard. Special guest, Anissa Foles. This episode features performances by Elijah Crocker, Chris De La Cruz, Sasha Diamond, Lauren Glover, Gabby Hornig, Quentin Johnson, Nick Canales, Kelly Keys, Anna Marr, Vanessa Magula, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Megan O'Neill, Leo Vertree, Julia Schroeder, Jasmine Romero, Peter Russo, and Nimini Ware. The Girl Who Wanted to Eat the Sky was written by Monique Moses and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell.
Just walking around the ship, no space puppy anymore. Don't have to worry about Rolo not cleaning up after his space puppy. Okay, I guess I do have to worry about Rolo not cleaning up after his space puppy. Okay, well, at least it's over with. My next step will be free and clear of any mess from Rolo's space pup. Okay. That's gotta be the last. Okay. How many more could there? Oh. Seriously? Does every step I take have to be like this?